The International Conference on Ukraine's Gas Pipeline occurs 2 months after a gas pricing dispute between Moscow and Kyiv that also cut shipments to a number of European countries in the dead of winter. Europe gets about one-fifth of its natural gas supplies from Russia, and that gas is piped through Ukraine. Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko told conference participants that new investment in the country's gas infrastructure will greatly increase gas deliveries. Ukraine presented to conference participants a plan for modernizing its gas pipeline that it says will cost about $7.5 billion. It also said it would provide fair and transparent tariffs for transshipping gas. European officials have welcomed the plan as a way to help shore up EU energy security and Ukraine's economy. External Relations Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner said the 27-member European Union does not want a repeat of past problems.
We cannot allow our citizens to face fuel shortages in the depths of winter again, nor can Ukraine's economy develop without a more sustainable approach.
But Russia's energy minister, Sergei Shmatko, warned against what he described as a unilateral approach that does not give enough attention to Moscow's crucial role as gas supplier. Europe has increasingly put a premium on finding reliable sources of energy elsewhere. It is eyeing a gas pipeline project called Nabucco, aimed to transport Central Asian gas to Europe in a way that bypasses Russia. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.